Leonard Slatkin conducting the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. We heard the Funeral March of the Marionette, which was the theme to Alfred Hitchcock Presents, sort of staying in the Hitchcock mode. But we're also changing gears. There's something really exciting coming up with the Huntsville Symphony Orchestra tonight. Welcome, Gregory Voita. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Good to see you.
So what's going on tonight with the symphony?
Wait. Oh, yeah, it's Halloween. Uh-huh. So how about Halloween magic? We have a... live symphony orchestra as always, but we also have live magic tricks. We have an illusionist joining us, Michael Grandinetti.
A nationally known guy who's been on television and performed at the White House, so he's kind of a big deal. And we were listening to this Funeral March of the Marionette, and Gregory asked me how long it was. I said, it's 3 minutes and a few seconds. Why does that matter?
It matters because... It's a little bit like ballet, you know. You have to time your music to fit these magic acts, and not the other way around. Mm-hmm. Doing a magic act is kind of like telling a joke. Pacing and timing is very important. You know, there's no way you can wait before the punchline, so it has to run out the same way as he's doing the magic trick. So we actually have a dress rehearsal this afternoon, so I'm looking forward to matching our timing there.
Yeah, how do you even do that? How do you focus on the score and the musicians and this guy on stage? How do you make it all work in your head?
And we're all going to be dressed up too. So
I've seen Hunter's costume.
it's good. It's like opera. You know, I like to conduct opera, and it's very similar to that because you don't have time not only to not pay attention, but also to be bored even for 1 second, mm-hmm, because something always happens. You know, it's either the singers or the stage or the orchestra. Here is the same. It's so many things happening at the same time, but it's a lot of fun.
Have you done something like this before with the magician?
If you remember, we did the Cirque de la Symphony here twice, and this is similar to that a little bit. I have not done a show with a magician alone, which is what is going to be tonight, so I'm really looking forward to it. But the idea of having these acts with live symphony music is similar to the Cirque de la Symphony.
And again, this is a concert that everyone can enjoy.
Absolutely. Bring your grandma is what I usually say. Mm-hmm. Bring your grandkids, bring your kids, bring your friends. I mean, this is a perfect occasion to go out together. You know, it's still time to go party afterwards. Please dress up. There are activities for the kids and families before the show, starting at 6:30 all over around and in the hall at the VBC. So this really is a real family performance.
It's costume contests and everything. And the music is lots of fun, too. I was saying at the start of the program, it's almost hard to do just 3 hours of Halloween music because there's so much of it. And you've got a great program for this evening.
You know, I was just listening to NPR yesterday. I can't remember which show, but they were playing a beautiful Schubert string quartet called the Death
and the
Maiden, right?
Yeah, that was performance today. Yeah,
And so the announcer said after that, and this music reminds me too, and then they play this effect. You know, like, it's scary. And I went like, no, it doesn't. But it's okay. You know, every music, I mean, suspense is there. So so even with classical composers like Schubert, you can do that. And even where, you know, classical pieces like Toccata in D minor from the Toccata and Fugue of Bach, that, you know, it's in Addams Family and it's other movies. Zombies are playing it on the organ, of course. But Mussorgsky's Night on a Bald Mountain, for example, which is a classical piece of music, but it has the quality of being a part of a Halloween program, let alone, of course, Liszt, Mephisto's Waltz, which in its theme also, but also the music itself is just great for this occasion, along with Saint-Saëns' Danse Macabre, which is again obviously, you know, a death dance, but also a great violin solo being played by our wonderful concertmaster, Marc Renault.
Who's a really scary guy.
He can be scary, I'm telling you. Yes, you're right.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns.
Yeah.
listening to Danse Macabre by Camille Saint-Saëns. This is the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. You can hear the Huntsville Symphony Orchestra and their Pops concert tonight as they bring us Halloween magic live on the stage. Not just a really cool concert of Halloween-inspired music, but a magician as well. What I was just saying, I don't find this piece particularly disturbing. What? Why is this piece, is it just because of the name? Why is it considered Halloween music?
Maybe because of the name, but also I think we are less easily scared nowadays. You know, back in the days of Saint-Saëns, this might have been scary. I mean, especially if you knew the poem about, you know, the death taking everybody away, the story there. And it's like the movies for us. We were just talking about how the music to Psycho, you know, it comes with what you saw on screen. It's not just what you hear, but it actually evokes all those feelings that you you had when you first saw it. So it's a very strange mix of visuals and music, actually. And I think in this case, the tradition of Danse Macabre plays into this piece of music being scary.
There was a really interesting discussion this morning on Morning Edition with Miles Hoffman. He's a violist. But he was talking about scary music and how much great stuff there is. And I really think classical has cornered the market on creepy music. And it's not just because of the movie. There was scary music before we ever saw anything on film. What makes a piece of music creepy?
I was listening to the Psycho score, and it is actually very interesting, even though if it brings memories back, but just try to listen to it as music. It's very well paced. I think pacing, timing is important in music in general. If you want to be funny, or if you want to be scary, or if you want to have any effect on your listeners, it's when the next note is coming. And of course, then the next question is what note that is. The function of intervals is very, very interesting to me. It's like, you know, these creeping seconds on the top of each other, and then suddenly there's a third or a fraction of a major chord or a minor chord, and it suddenly changes everything, just like with one little change, a whole different mood arises. And I think really masterful composers know that, and they know how to do that, doing it at the right time with the right pacing, just like in a good horror movie. You know, the good horror movie music always keeps you on the edge of your seat, even though you're not seeing any, you know, scary puppets with bleeding eyes, but you know that something is around the corner. And sometimes, you know, they always play this in horror movies. There's nothing around the corner, but the music and the situation is scary. So there is this, you're waiting for it to happen, and music can help with that, with the pacing and with the harmonies.
One of the pieces they were talking about this morning on Morning Edition was one of my favorites, the Symphonie Fantastique. I love Symphonie Fantastique. I love it. The thing is, with Symphonie Fantastique, that is not a movie score. This was written to evoke emotions and feelings, and he did it without pictures.
But it's very visual. Not only, you know, the music imitating the sound of the head rolling off the scaffold, but also just the way it's built up with the timpani playing this repetition, and then the brass and the woodwinds and the rest of the orchestra coming in. It has a lot of, you know, a lot of energy, and this is actually great movie music, even though it was written before movie times, because it does scare you when you listen to it.
Thank you. listening to the March to the Scaffold from the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. And you're right, the music, it could be a film score, but it's not.
It's not, but we are a very, you know, visual culture, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think visuals can help, and visuals can be scary and funny. By the way, this is not going to be a scary show. So
oh, why not?
Please, no, I'm sorry. It's not going to be scarier than anything else that Gregory Vaida usually conducts on the stage of the BBC. But what I'm trying to say is that don't be afraid to bring your younger children to. I mean, it's really a family-friendly show. And, you know, I think Halloween is about this, right? I mean, we are playing with scary stuff. Here it's playful, and the whole idea and the whole tradition of Halloween is laugh at death somehow, you know. It's mm-hmm. like if you see it, if you create a dummy that looks like a zombie, if you face, you know, scary things like symphony musicians, then thank you for laughing, you're my only audience here in the studio, then it's easier to deal with it. So comment and laugh with us and enjoy. I mean Michael Grandin is just great. He's a great show showman and magician, and it is like with the circus stuff, for me anyway, it's like it brings your inner kid out, and it's perfect for Halloween because you just get to be silly and you gotta do all this silly stuff, you know, trick or treat and dress up and put some makeup on or whatever you want to do, and just come and have fun with us.